If I asked you to name some classical composers, your list might sound something like this.
Mozart, Beethoven, Bach.
Brahms and Mozart.
Mahler, Rachmaninoff, Mozart.
Now, what if I asked you if you know any black classical composers?
I do not.
No, can't say I do.
Not a one, and I never even heard that there was one.
That last voice was Bill Zix, and that's how he would have answered the question 10 years ago. He's a retired administrative law judge living in Ann Arbor, and he also used to work for the Michigan Department of Civil Rights. He's a huge classical music fan. He's been listening to it since he was a kid, but it wasn't until 1995 that he realized something was missing from his classical collection.
I was in a record store, just browsing. Then I stumbled on two CDs that the Detroit Symphony had made in 1993, and they had Duke Ellington's classical music, and I didn't know that he had ever had any classical music.
That's Duke Ellington's Harlem Suite. Zick played it over and over for months until he knew every movement. But for the longtime activist, two recordings by one black classical composer wasn't going to cut it.
Maybe I was a little overconfident in thinking that I was pretty knowledgeable, but combined with that was the feeling that this was wrong, that I shouldn't have had the kind of education that I did and the time I spent listening for 30 years without being exposed to some of the music of all these people.
So Bill Zick, who, it should be noted, is white, went right to work looking for anything he could find on black classical composers, which wasn't much. But with the help of some leading researchers in the field, Zick was eventually able to compile biographies on dozens of black classical music contributors. And then in 2001, he put all the information together and launched his website, afroclassical.com.
I stumbled on this classical website. It may have been about 3-4 years ago.
Susan Taylor lives in Ypsilanti with her two kids. Both of them play instruments. Her son plays the piano, and her daughter plays the violin in the local youth orchestra. When Taylor showed her 12-year-old daughter the site,
well, she was surprised and at the same time puzzled that, you know, how is it that we have never played their music or heard of them?
She wasn't the only one who was surprised. Afa Siddiqui has been playing the violin since she was 7, but it wasn't until she was in grad school for violin performance that she first came across a work written by a black classical composer. Now she works as music director for the Sphinx Organization, a nonprofit in Detroit that's dedicated to promoting African and Latino classical music. At Sphinx, she makes sure to present performances where minority composers get as much play as Brahms, which is pretty rare. According to the latest data from the American Symphony Orchestra League, of the top 10 composers most performed by orchestras around the country, not one of them was black.
I would have to guess that the first reason might be lack of awareness and knowledge. And I have to assume that some part of it is a preconceived notion that there's likely not any worthy works or works that are worth performance.
Siddiqui is constantly searching for new music, and she often uses Zick's website as a resource.
I think the way in which it helps is really quite invaluable, and it helps not only people within our field, but also people outside, our audiences, who might be looking for information like that and trying to educate themselves.
Since its launch 6 years ago, AfroClassical.com now has a total of 52 entries for black classical composers, conductors, and musicians. But Bill Zick says he's tired, and there's only so much one person can handle. So, as of last year, he stopped adding new entries, but he's still taking suggestions for new entries in the hopes that someone will come along and continue what he started. I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.